From the KLYT Broadcast Studio, this is ABQ Connect.
Well, coming up next week, I don't know if you have it on your calendar, but it's National Singles Week next week. And with that in mind, we welcome onto the broadcast Lisa Anderson from Focus on the Family. She's the director of Young Adults and the host of The Boundless Show. So welcome back on to ABQ Connect, Lisa. Always appreciate your time.
Hey, it is always great to be here, Steve. And I do want to let folks know that since I'm single and it's National Singles Week, I am accepting cash and gift cards for anyone that wants to just recognize that and, you know, just putting it out there.
Yeah, Hallmark will be pleased. It's been decades for me since I've found my myself in the place of singleness, but I still have two children, grown children, who are single, knowing what I guess those who put this week together. The quote I have is, a singleness doesn't equal self-centeredness. Actually, that's from you, Lisa, and really addressing maybe some of the issues that you want to address for those who look up National Singles Week and what people are encouraged to consider during that week. It seems your thoughts may be a little contrary to theirs.
A little bit. So first of all, I want to recognize that actually about 50% of the U.S. adult population is single. So this isn't some fringe group of Americans that are like, oh, we need to have some special week. So a lot of people don't realize that. Now, it could be, you know, there are a number of adults who are in relationships and even cohabiting. We know that, you know, we've talked about statistics around that. But as far as like unmarried U.S. adults, about 50%. So that's worth noting. And the reason I kind of decided to put a spin on this, Steve, is that I feel like, you know, National Singles Week has been around for several decades now. And I was just looking around, reading some of the stuff around it. And a lot of the messaging was, oh, you know, singles, you do you, make sure that you do self-care, take time for yourself. And I'm like, that's a like terrible message. I mean, not that we don't want to care for ourselves and recognize that, yes, we are worthy individuals and all that, but I think it perpetuates the stereotype that when you're single, it's all about you and you have license to be selfish and to just go, you know, I've had this, Steve, where people assume that because I'm a single woman, I just travel internationally and all I do is spa treatments and I'm just self-actualizing left and right. And I want to kind of debunk that because we know certainly as Christians that no one is exempt from service and sacrifice and growth and going after hard things, singles included. And so that's really kind of what I'm making this week about.
Yeah, I have a vocal warm up for that attitude. And it's not just for, you know, at singles who would. Yeah, and listen, like you said, there is a place for self-care and making sure you're being good stewards of what God has provided for you in you. But my vocal warm-up goes something like, me, I.
Right.
But, there, you know, what a great week to celebrate as a single, making yourself available for service to others and, of course, to God. And actually, one of the things I didn't want to miss, too, because when we get to singleness, you know, there's those who have never been married. But we need to remember part of that is those who've been married and gone through a divorce or widows, widowers, and they find themselves, you know, there's all shapes, sizes, ages to be considered during this week. And Lisa, what would you encourage not only singles, but those who are not single? You know, how can all of our listeners effectively go through a week like Singles Week and maybe call attention to it, but maybe use it as a reminder to reconnect with people or you know, healthy things to do, more specifically as we head into National Singles Week next week.
Sure. Well, I think one of the good things that we can remember is that, you know, being single does not mean being alone. And this is something I have a piece publishing on Boundless. Also, fortunately, or in a really great turn of events, an op-ed that I've written that USA Today is going to publish. And I think that we have to remember that when I say being single doesn't mean being alone, not everyone is called to marriage, but everyone is called to relationship. And singles need married people in their lives. Married people need singles. We can all learn from one another. We can all learn multi-generationally from one another. So, you know, we are relational beings just as God is a relational being. And it's a great reflection of who he is. And as we are made in his image, we're made for community. So I think a lot of people can lean into that and not, you know, singles and marrieds alike, don't assume that singles are meant to be lone rangers who are just, okay, well, you know, I'm just going to be footloose and fancy free. And then when I get married, oh, you know, ball and chain, that's when I have to settle down. I mean, that's not a great script for married people either. So I think that looking around you and finding maybe on National Singles Week, is there a single person in your sphere, maybe in your church, on your street, in your own family, who could use some encouragement and could use you maybe asking some good questions about them and how are they doing in life and what kind of are the things that they're excited about? So I think that's something that's important to remember too. And I also want singles to know, and this is something two other things here that married people can help singles with. And that is, first of all, singles are part of a family. We often think of family as being, oh, this couple got married and they have 2.5 kids and a dog. But singles are daughters and sons, granddaughters and grandsons, aunts and uncles. And we all want to be contributors to family and to be part of that family structure. Some are in adoptive families. And like you said, some are struggling because maybe their family is fractured or they've had absent family members in some way. So I think that's another great opportunity to lean into the importance of family during this week, something that I'd like to highlight. And then two, for singles who need encouragement, be reminded that being unmarried doesn't make you unworthy of marriage. Amen. I think a lot of singles think like, oh, well, my time has passed, or, you know, I've internalized this lie that some people are marriage material and others aren't. And that can even precipitate a worse lie that you're unlovable on any level. So marriage is a good gift. It's meant for most people. Certainly scripture supports that, but it's not just given to only the most deserving. You know, it's a blessing, but they're unhealthy married people just as there are very healthy single people. So, you know, we are all lovable because God has put his love on us, regardless of our relationship status. So that's another thing I think that we could really hold the standard for this National Singles Week.
Yeah, you know, I want to testify. I mean, we have 6 grown children, and one of them in particular, in reaching adulthood, from the 20s into early 30s. I don't plan to get married. Nah, I'm not getting married. Not going to happen. And lo and behold, God had a different plan. I mean, the love of his life, past God, came into his life and, you know, happily married. So, you know, things can change and things can stay the same. I have friends old now. I'm old, and I have friends older than me who've never been married and are good where they are, and they do a great service for the kingdom of God. Yeah, I'm just trying to testify to what I totally agree with what you walked us through. And one of the things you mentioned that I really love is talking about all the different kinds of people that we should really have in our lives. I know one of the best small groups that we were ever a part of had newly married long time married, divorced, single, young, old, you know, and the ethnicities in the group were very diverse. And it was, boy, talk about a group where we had opportunity to share and sharpen and lift one another up and really, you know, kind of be our own family, you know, in that way. It was somewhat of a family. And for those who love Christ and are walking with him, I'm speaking to our Christian listeners, you know, I think most of us have found, you know, there's a lot of people in the body of Christ in my Christian family who, quite honestly, it feels more like family than my family. What great opportunity we have there to be mentors and to have mentors. And I'm including the single community in that. Such great opportunity. And at least I don't know if we've spoken to it enough, but before we go to a break, for the people who are heading into National Singles Week, and maybe they're just finding out about it now. They never, or maybe they every year they dread it. Some words of encouragement for them that would see them have a great week, and instead of a week where, you know, they're focused on things that would kind of bring them down.
Sure. Well, a couple encouragements. I mean, one is just straight from Scripture, and you alluded to it, and that is the idea of this spiritual family that we have and the value of the body of Christ around us. You know, I often only half jokingly say, when I mention that portion of Scripture where Jesus is saying, you know, the disciples are saying, hey, your mother and your brothers are here. And he's like, well, who is my mother and who are my brothers? Now, not to disparage married people, but that's kind of the life verse for single people, because what it's calling out is there is a spiritual heritage and a spiritual family that we have that is going to extend beyond this earth and this time. And, you know, there's no marriage in heaven. And I don't know if married people want to hear that, okay, the playing field will be leveled, but that's just a truth that the great picture that we have here of marriage on earth and our earthly family will be replaced by a covenantal relationship with Christ, and to be part of this family of believers, co-heirs with Christ when we are in heaven and in the new earth. And I think that's encouraging for all of us. So to remember that, hey, you know, there are structures here on earth that some people have, other people don't, but the unity that we'll have in Christ is going to supersede everything that we have here. And so that's a hope that we have to look forward to. The other encouragement that I want to give single people, especially those who really desire marriage, is to realize that throughout Scripture, we are encouraged, Steve, to pour out our complaint to God. It is okay to grieve singleness if it is something that you have desired for a long time, or for our precious divorced friends or widows and widowers, for those who had that and it was taken away from them. There is grief in that, and we have to be able to lean into that and be okay with it. And I love how the Psalms encourage us repeatedly to pour out our complaint to God, because two reasons. One, he actually cares. And two, he is the only person who is able to do anything about our grief and our situation. And so I think rather than sitting in bitterness or being angry about where we are, I think it's great. You know, again, we have to go back to what I said earlier, remembering that we're all called to relationship. So it might be the time this week, you singles who are listening, to pick up the phone, call an old friend, call someone in your church small group or a friend in your town, and go out for coffee, or just spend some time together. Organize a game night, and you know, invite people like Steve, even though he's married. We don't have to shut him out.
Nancy and I love games.
See,
yeah, we're there.
You go. Steve and Nancy are ready for it. They might even bring a snack, you know, to share. So, again, but we got to do a better job of this, of being the community of believers who support one another, pray for one another, and love one another in the ups and downs of life.
Amen. Well, listen, Lisa Anderson with Focus on the Family is our guest. She's the director of Young Adults at Focus on the Family and the host of The Boundless Show. We're going to let you know more about that when we come back from the break. Stick around. We'll get into that right after the break on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
We continue our conversation with Lisa Anderson from Focus on the Family. We welcomed Lisa onto the broadcast in our first segment, as we reminded folks next week being National Singles Week. And actually, you know, real briefly before we jump into the Boundless Show, I'd love to tell our listeners more about that, Lisa, as you host that. But you know, one of the things we kind of left out there on the table, and we talked during the break, talked a little bit about it. Two great single people that we're all aware of and were very effective for the kingdom. You know, God became man. Jesus, our Savior, walked this earth for 33 years as a single. And of course, all the all that he did with his servant Paul to impact the world really for eternity. We kind of left that out there, and as we talked about it during the break, I thought it was worth bringing up, Lisa, before we move on.
Yeah, just, I mean, the fact that if anyone is tempted, married or single, to think that singleness is a second-class citizenship, I think Jesus and Paul are perfect examples of that being something that can be debunked pretty quickly, because who better to lead the charge and to be great examples of maximizing singleness or a single season than those two? And we're reminded in the New Testament, Steve, that singles often have a special opportunity to live out a calling that maybe some married people can't because of the responsibilities of marriage and family. So I think we've got to be willing to recognize that and to even elevate that calling and realize that, man, if our Lord modeled that himself and what he did as a, you know, my audience is mostly young adults. So I often say, you know, Jesus lived out his whole 20s, you know, and then he went into public ministry and did 3 years of ministry as a single man with his disciples. So it's a worthy calling.
Yeah, and listen, not only do I want to thank you, Lisa, for coming on and visiting with us today in regards to next week's National Singles Week, but thank you so much for the investment that you've made in young adults through the work at Focus on the Family and The Boundless Show and other things that you're doing there. But for those not familiar with The Boundless Show, bring our listeners up to speed on what it is and where they can find it.
Sure. Well, we curate the show. It's once a week, The Boundless Show. It's where any podcasts are found. So Spotify, Apple Podcasts. But it's really for that 20 and 30 something, whether they are single or engaged or even married, to really walk out their faith and grow into maturity in all of these life things that they're wrestling with, to navigate the culture, which obviously we need direction in what God's calling us to do with so many of the cultural touch points and even griefs that are going on. And then we talk a fair amount about dating and relationships, not only dating, but how do you have a good relationship with your parents as a young adult? What does it look like for you to lean into friendships and to do that well? How do you deal with conflict and communication and your coworkers? So it makes it a lot of fun. But I will say that even though we curate the show for young adults, we have a lot of parents of young adults, influencers, pastors, others who listen. And we're okay with that too, because many of them want to understand what younger generations are going through, how they think, what their priorities are, what their frustrations are. So Boundless, we have the show once a week. It comes out on a Thursday. It's also airing on a number of radio stations and obviously. And so it's that opportunity for us to put our arm around the shoulder of young adults as they walk it out. It's kind of it's fun format. It's a magazine format. So we have three segments, including an interview of an expert mentor type person. We have listener Q&A, and we have a roundtable that features young adults themselves kind of wrestling with some of the current events and current issues they're going through.
Yeah. And of course, this week, no exception, young adults, many of which were impacted by the life of Charlie Kirk and the work he did on college campuses. What are you hearing from young people this week?
Well, it's wild. Anyone that is in on social media and has scrolled through reels or, you know, I mean, not that we want to spend our whole lives just scrolling through reels and TikTok, but that said, the surge of, I just watched one last night of a girl who said, I haven't walked into a church for 13 years and I just went out and bought a Bible and decided to try church again because of the example of Charlie Kirk. So, you know, you can say what you will about politics and about all of those things, but Charlie was an evangelist. He was an apologist and he met college students where they are and was willing to have a conversation, was willing to honor them as individuals made in the image of God. And I think young adults are showing up for that. And they're realizing that pat answers that they've been given in the past aren't enough for them to navigate mental health crises, the issues that they're facing. And I am encouraged. I see a bright future ahead for the opportunities we have in young adult ministry, in churches, places like Boundless and beyond. So I'm super excited. And I think younger adults are going to be leading the charge in a number of different ways that are unprecedented.
Yeah, it's encouraging to see the next generation picking up the mantle in ministry and looking forward to seeing the impact they have for the kingdom as the years press on. We've got about a minute left, but I do want to remind our listeners, in addition to Boundless, you're an author of the book, The Dating Manifesto, and you've written several articles, some of which were published in the Chicago Tribune. You've been on CNN's Belief blog, and you're still working on it. Let listeners know what's just around the corner. God willing, sounds like something's going to be popping up in a pretty major publication this coming week.
Yeah, so I decided just in honor of National Singles Week, I was like, well, I'm going to put down a few thoughts. So I penned an op-ed, and it looks like USA Today wants to publish that. And so we'll make sure that we get the link to you to pass on to your listeners, but folks can look for that coming up this National Singles Week. And hopefully, yeah, again, just opening the conversation for folks to reconsider the value of singleness, what that can look like, and hopefully ultimately point people to reexamining their identity in light of the gospel and not just the circumstances around them.
All right. Well, Lisa Anderson's been our guest from Focus on the Family. As I already mentioned, she's the director of young adults there and the host of The Boundless Show. You can find out more at focusonthefamily.com. And the direct link to The Boundless Show, Lisa?
Sure. Folks can just find us at boundless.org. They can go to boundless.org/podcast, or they'll see it just right there on our site. If they go to boundless.org, they can also find all the articles I've mentioned, the one that I've written for National Singles Week, which is really four things that singles often forget, as well as all the other content we have in our social media channels for staying part of the conversation as we walk out these things.
All right, Lisa, thanks again so much for your time, and look forward to catching up again.
Absolutely.
All right, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.